Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today we're here to talk about local small business help.
Yep.
With our special guest, Bill Burnham of the FSBDC.
Yeah.
The Florida Small Business Development Center. At USF.
We sought out Bill for a couple of reasons, just by way of setup, is we get the same kind of basic questions in the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group that all small businesses or entrepreneurs or startups ask. And that is, you know, things like, where do I get financing? Tell me about SBA loans. Do I need a business plan? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I find business? Because, you know, when people started filling out the surveys to join the Facebook group, we started realizing that, you know, the number one question is what do I do?
Yeah.
They want to start a business, but they're not really sure exactly what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And the next question is kind of different versions of how do I start a business? So that's what made me reach out to Bill. Because I've taken advantage of that services at least two times in the past.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good then. I think that resources like this are fantastic. My father, who had started his own small business when I was a teenager, he had described to me how important local small business organizations were to actually helping their community. And how much they actually did for all these small business owners locally.
Yeah.
And as Bill mentioned before, at no cost, most of these organizations or organizations like his and some similar do this for the betterment of the community.
Right.
And so many people don't take advantage of it.
Right. Bill, why don't you tell us who you are and what the FSBDC does?
Okay, my name is Bill Burnham, and the FSBDC, the Florida Small Business Development Center, is a nationwide or part of a nationwide organization of small business development centers whose charter it is really is to enhance economic development and to enhance economic development through supporting small businesses, helping them get started, helping them grow, helping them succeed, so that they can, in turn, provide additional jobs in the community, which ultimately leads to economic growth for the community. So at the FSBDC, we can really help small business owners at any stage of their business, whether they're pre-venture, I have an idea, don't know exactly what to do. Like you mentioned, Mark, some of the folks that come to you and ask you those types of questions all the way through, hey, I'm started, my business is growing, I'm thinking about buying a piece of property to expand, can you help me with that? I want to get into government contracting, can you tell me how to do that? I think, you know, I'm a small disadvantaged business. I want to take advantage of some of the certifications that are available. How can I do that? Even to the point of I've been in business for many, many years, and I'm thinking about an exit plan, want to know what my business is worth, and start planning for that process. We can help with that as well. So as you can see, from pre-startup all the way through to exit, we probably have something to offer to every small business, wherever they happen to be in that spectrum.
I love that. So you mentioned that, you know, this is the Florida branch, and it's attached to USF because you're in the Tampa Bay area. How would people around the country find similar offices like yours?
Well, there's a couple of ways they can do that. One would be just to Google Small Business Administration, SBA, and you'll find a link in there to our to the Small Business Development Center office with a locator, you know, type of thing where you plug in your zip code and it'll tell you where the nearest office is. Or just Google Small Business Development Center and whatever town you happen to be living in or county you happen to be living in, and an office will, you know, an office will pop up in a Google search.
So let's say in that pre-startup phase, what are some of the most common questions that you get?
Well, probably the most common question is my idea a good one? You know, what do you think? Do you think there's a market for this? Those are kind of normal questions we get. How do I get started? Do I need a business license? Do I need to register with the state? Those are kind of common questions that we get. What we try to tell folks when they first come in is to spend some time doing feasibility analysis to make sure that there is actually a market for what they want to do. A lot of times our ideas sound really good to us, but you know, they're not necessarily an idea that has a market that's going to support what the ultimate income level is that the client would like to achieve.
Yeah, I've had two of those, so I definitely understand. And just to interject a quick story here, the first time I went to the SBDC was I can't remember how long ago, but it was a long time ago when my wife and I decided to go into business importing bamboo fabric T-shirts. So we developed a brand and found a source, sourcing, and did our own little internal financing and got our licenses, and we ran through all that part with the local SBC. Mm-hmm. So that was great advice, you know, working on the parts of the business plan and things like that with you guys. So that's actually how I know about you. You know, yeah. Otherwise I think you guys are pretty much a big secret.
Well,
because we've got 6,500 listeners that are all asking these questions. So I'm glad to be able to help get the word out of what you do.
Yeah, and we say that a lot, that we're the best kept secret in town. It's amazing how many times clients come in for the first time and it's like, wow, I didn't even know you guys were here. I didn't know you did all these types of things. So yeah, it's and we work very diligently to try to get the word out, but it's a long, slow process.
Yeah, I get that.
And what's kind of curious about the whole thing is oftentimes I'll advise somebody, like, that's a great question for your local SBA chapter.
Yeah.
And they look at me like, well, why would I go there? Or yeah. What's that? And I'm just like, there are so many resources that are free, yeah. And there's people, you know, waiting for you, literally waiting for you to come ask these questions, and you're asking me a question that I'm not going to pretend like I'm going to be a master on. I'm not going to read the financial part of your business plan and analyze all of that and to be able to give the most educated answer for your county or state or city.
Right. Okay. Everybody, this has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi
and Mark Biela from Coleman & Company.
And have a good business.